So much has been happening here. I've asked my webmaster, let me tell you a little bit of what's happening. First of all, you're going to find a new address on the, if you want to send us a letter, or we hope someday that if you're inclined to help us with a check or something, you'll be able to send it to a P.O. box in Stockholm, because I've got a longstanding work relationship with a guy in Sweden, and he's been helping to put this show together. And of course, one of the reasons why we've had such low quality sound on our system of late is because we've been using a Skype system, and Skype is very poor quality for doing these kind of broadcasts, sadly. And it's a doable thing. It's usable. It happens to work. So we've gone with it. We are in the process of trying to get enough money together because we lost this equipment when my partnership with Eric ended. And so far, some people have sent in some donations, and I want to thank each and every one of you for that. This is an important help for us, because without your help, I couldn't do it. In fact, without your help, I wouldn't be able to do any of this stuff. I wouldn't have been able to do this from the beginning. It's just prohibitive for me. I'm not a rich guy. I don't have the money to do it in any other way. And the fact that you've been helping me right along to pay the bills for this has been the reason why we've stayed on air so long. And so, if you don't think you guys are important to this effort, then you're everything to this effort. Except, you know, I'm here trying to do these shows, and you're there trying to help me do them. And without this relationship, we're toast. What we want to do here, if we were able, is to move this thing to a little larger audience, potentially. First of all, we're not using the combative approach any longer. I mean, we know who the obfuscators and liars are out there, and there's a nest of them out there, and we're going to attempt as best we can to never help them get any traction. But we're going to go back to basics here and start placing in front of the public and as many eyes as we can find the facts. Go back in history and place them in front of them. Go into the financial system and tell you about them. Go into the political arena, into the law enforcement arena, into the drug dealing, the pornography, all of this stuff. We're going to talk about it all, and we're going to try to put the facts in front of you through news reports, books, essays, and, of course, interviews. And it's not going to be, I mean, it's going to be more focused on proving this conspiracy, hands down, and making it easier to understand for newcomers. Because, of course, you guys who have been following me for a long time, you know, I don't have to convince you. You're interested in more information. You want to know because I've usually been able to tell you in advance of events that things are the way they are. And I knew this financial thing was coming long ago. I also have some takes on that I'm going to go into in a little while. But we want to do a decent quality production. It's never going to be top-notch like a studio production, but it can be good. We would like to package that and stream it. Now, that requires us to get a server. They're not incredibly expensive. They've come down in price an enormous amount, 700-800 euros for a decent one, and another few hundred for peripheral equipment to get it set up. And then we have to buy bandwidth. Now, $100 a month will buy us 1,000 listeners at a moderate download. It's, I guess, about 24 kb per second or whatever. It's a decent quality so people can hear. And so every 1,000 is going to cost us 100 to put this stream on 24/7. It's an approximation. Now, all of those plans and all of those hopes are contingent upon whether we can get help from you. You know, if the assistance is there, then we're going to be able to do it. And you know, recently the P.O. box, for example, that ran 6 months of it ran into 150 euros just to rent the box. Now that's not a whole lot of money for somebody making 100 grand a year, but for a little organization like the French Connection that relies on help from its listeners, it is a lot. And so all this stuff is going, putting together, and we're going to do it either willy-nilly or with some quality, but we're going to try to do it anyway. I mean, this is not something we can stop doing. What alternative do we have? We have to keep telling these facts. We have to try to bring in as many people as possible. That's the goal. That's the job, is to grow this so that people are aware of these facts. Because there is a race on right now, ladies and gentlemen. They're imploding the American economy. You've seen the unified effort of these criminals to come out in many, many venues to tell this, tell everybody that the dollar is tanking. Well, because of the currency fraud is a confidence-based fraud. Once you've undermined the confidence of the dollar, it's almost positive that it's going to – it's a surety that it's going to drop and it's going to begin to fall apart. So let me get back to the programming we want to do. We'd like to find other people that are listeners or competent people, not from the pool of nitwits that are already out there, but people that we can work together with. And do interviews like at college campuses, maybe 15-minute pieces that can get sent into us by file, and we'll put those on the stream. Little collective pieces from people who do research. We're going to start putting more of the research information from our listeners up. We're going to take recommendations from people who are looking into things and working hard to foster more information and bring it out to a larger audience. We want this to be participatory because the fact is I don't have a research staff. It has to come from help. I do have a lot of contacts, a massive amount of people that I talk to. Many of them don't want to be interviewed, and I respect their right not to be interviewed. But they do share with me a great deal of information. If you've enjoyed the information from Mohammed Rafiga, you'll know that some of the people I speak to are just really well informed. While I'm thinking about it, a little program note. The other day I said that 15 times, 8 times silver is gold. That's not what I meant. I meant to say 8 times oil. A little correction on the last file. Mohammed didn't catch it, and I am correcting myself right now. I caught it right away after I said it some time later, and I said, geez, I got to correct that. the ratio to oil and to gold is usually 15 times. So the price of oil times 15 is usually the price of gold. Right now, oil is 8 times the price of gold, so gold is markedly underpriced. So let's get back to the other thing. I keep doing these segues. Sorry about that. So we want to stream on to places like Shoutcast, and there's other places on the net that we can stream out to as well that will give us a chance to go head-to-head with some of these other shows, this RBN crowd and this Alex Jones and Michael Corbin and even Air America criminals over there, these liars, Amy Goodman and the rest of those nonsense spreaders. And if people are helpful with the cost of it, we'll be able to grow. If they're not helpful with that, we can't. Now, you have helped me, and I'm not here to tell you that hasn't been the case. It has been. We've spent it on things that are keeping this thing alive. That's the bottom line. It's never been a large sum of money that's come in, ladies and gentlemen. It's always gone to things that we need here. And I want to tell you that this is an honorable organization that works honorably on your behalf. And if you have an extra $25 or $50 or euros or krona or rubles or whatever it is you've got, and you can help us, we need it. We want to do this job right, and we want to keep doing it until these people are defeated. And I don't know how many other people are doing the kind of stuff we are. I listen out there, and there aren't many. There are some, and I have to admit that, and I welcome their efforts, too. I want to go this alone, though, because I don't want to get embroiled in relationships that end up biting me in the fanny again. That's the bottom line. I think there's enough information in this battle that has already been discovered, and that there is things that the listeners can bring to my attention and I can verify that I can bring out to the world that won't allow have to put my neck in a noose here with people getting bought out or threatened out of the fight, as has recently happened to me. Or possibly even, who knows what happened to the people that were working with me. But, you know, so, and there's got to be somebody out there with a decent patrimony or a decent heritage here and that they can kick us down a little bit to help us. I mean, geez, it can't be people living hand to mouth that are the only people listening to the French Connection. I can't imagine that that's true. And, boy, if you do have a couple of bucks in your pocket you can spare, we need it to get this thing really launched. This is about winning the hearts and minds of the hungry public right now, because I got to tell you something, there are a lot of people looking for answers right now, and we need to be there front and center. And, of course, Google is trying to ruin every opportunity we've got to put this stuff out. I'll give you a great example. A gal did a little piece on the tasering of that student in Florida. And she was very heartfelt, very honest person about this whole thing, and she mentions at the end of her little presentation that if you wanted more information, you go to IamTheWitness.com, and she says it twice. We placed her video on our front page and linked it to our site, and if you go to the YouTube of her saying these things, our link is not shown because Google will not put it up. If you go to Google and put my name in, you will find only hit pieces on me, almost exclusively. Google is a criminal organization, ladies and gentlemen, and they are in business to destroy this fight for the rest of us. And I have stopped using them. I use Yahoo. They're not a whole lot better, but they are markedly a different group. I mean, my numbers go up by 40,000 or 35,000 when I Google my name with quotes on Yahoo. And but we know that Google is bought and paid for. It's an Israeli-run criminal organization run out of Israel. So you know that these people are messing with the stream numbers. They're messing with the search information. They're messing with the linking information. So same is with this Alexa thing owned by Bezos over at Amazon there. He's another Zionist Jew who whose database is destroying our penetration into the world. You know, we're getting between 10 and 15,000 people on any given day between the visitors and the other groups of people who arrive at our website, and yet that none of that is reflected in the figures. And we're not surprised about any of these things. And you've heard some other people complain about this, but I'm telling you, we are certainly underrepresented. But we're always going to be running up against these criminals trying to control our message. We just have to soldier on, you know. And people are smart enough once they've done the smell test of the information we've put out and the work we've done and the things we've talked about. You know, to have 80,000 megs go out in a week or 90,000 megabytes go out in a week, you're putting out an awful lot of information, ladies and gentlemen. That's an awful lot of info. Now, we would like that to triple. We'd like that to triple. And we can do it, I think, in short order, because I think people are very hungry for this information. But we can't do it with present stuff we got. That's what I'm trying to point to right here now. I mean, I've done most of my interviews over the last few years with a telephone and a phone call. And that's how it's done. It's not a high-tech operation here. Also thought about maybe doing a weekly video. You know, and there's no reason for me not to do videos anymore because, you know, they did me the favor of putting my face all over the Internet. Why not do it then? I mean, I was already on TV, but, you know, because people didn't have access to the archives from that television station, unless somebody did a download of the show, it never came out. So to keep my own life uncomplicated, I didn't want my picture out there, but you all know what happened to that. But now that it's been done, what's the point? I might do a YouTube or a Google video once a week and talk about issues, show some documentation that I can put in front of the camera and make a presentation out of it that's kind of informational. A lot of people are turning more and more to video than they are even to audio files, sadly. I encourage my listeners to make videos for us. Use my voice in some of the interviews we've done. And marry it with pertinent photographs and information from that you can find when you do your research and put it together and start launching some videos and see. I've got one that is already up to 222,000 hits. The one that's from Prisoners in the Desert when I interviewed James Innes. Somebody took the excerpts from the interview and put it to video, and this thing has gone to 220,000. Now, that is one heck of a jump in readership, ladies and gentlemen, listenership here. It helps us. If you want to do things like that, we are welcoming of all those efforts. Look, this is a group effort, as I've said moments ago, and with your help, we can bring more people into this fight with us. It's not a radio show here. I never in my life, in my wildest dreams, ever thought of being a host of any type of program. Never thought that in my life. And it was a fluke how I got here, and some people say it's fate. I say I don't know what it is. It's just I'm here and I'm doing. I keep soldiering forward no matter who I'm working with or who I'm not working with. I just do and do and do. But without you, there is no any of this. So there it is. Financial stuff happening. The gold price closed a little lower. There is always on Fridays a massive effort of the plunge protection team in America to close the week off on a positive note for them and a negative note for us. So gold is rising and it's going to keep rising because the dollar is toast. So if you are a holder of physical gold or exchange-traded fund gold or even junior gold mining stocks or even majors, even Barrick or others, you are going to see a huge appreciation in the value of your holdings. But there are also fraudulent growths in stocks on the NASDAQ and S&P and Dow because the dollar's tanking. So what you're seeing is growth in the share price, because the values of your of the measure they're using has become smaller. So with a company like General Electric, which is one of the criminal groups owned by the Rothschilds and others, Oppenheimers and Brooks and Goldmans and the rest, that company has a net book value. And when the dollar drops, you'll notice that their share price rises to reflect the value that is inherent in what they own. That's why. So people think, oh, my stocks are going up. Well, they're going up 8% while the dollar has dropped 30. So you've lost to 22%. And that's this year and the last 18 months. How about in the last 5 years? You've lost closer to 40% of your value. And in the last seven, 53%. Make no mistake about it. Just because the stock market goes up doesn't mean you're making money, guys. I mean, you have to be able to do the math here. You know, it's not that hard to figure out how this all works. But and then, you know, one of the people that I have never called a Zionist, but I've had very big problems with his approach to this fight, and the people who support him give me the creeps, like Alex Jones and whatnot, Ron Paul. Now, Ron Paul has been talking for a long time about returning to a gold standard. I think it's a bad idea. If you want to look up a group called the Bromsgrove Group in Britain, it's a Scottish group, and it's James Gibbs Stuart. They have had proposals out there for a long time that give government, responsible government, the right to print its own money and have it held responsible by the public. Now, of course, you and I both know the public doesn't run our government anymore, so that system would not be doable until we take the control of our government out of the hands of criminal Ashkenazi Israeli Zionist Jews, and unless we do that, it'll be a joke. And I've worried about this guy's take on things. Now, it looks like he fights. That's what it looks like. But he gets it all wrong. And I wonder, how could anybody get it so wrong? It bothers me that somebody could still be touting the fact that bin Laden's alive when everyone knows he's not, or that he was responsible somehow that Arabs in caves or Persians in caves in Afghanistan were responsible for 9/11. Keeping that fraud alive makes people scratch their head and go, what the hell is this guy talking about? At least it makes me do it. And then, of course, when he's got this symbiotic relationship with Foghorn Leghorn Jones over there, promoting everything except the Jewish Israeli mafia that's running everything, then I really get the creeps. So, I mean, that's, you know, if he was a real threat to any of these people, he'd have been croaked a long time ago. I think he's a hangout. I think he's just a hangout because they'd have got rid of him already. I think people are just gonna give people false hope in this man. And frankly, I don't think there is any hope for the present government structure and the present situation. I think it's going to crap out on everybody. Firstly, the reason is because there are far too few people willing to stand up and be counted. There are probably a few million, but that is not going to tip the scales in the balance in our direction. What we're going to end up having to do here is we're going to have to take our control back at grassroots levels. This has always been the idea that I've thought about. One of the people who came on with a grassroots idea was Jim Condit with his precinct idea. And that's one of the grassroots ways of taking the election system back. But as long as they're still using these machines, that's useless as well. Basically, what we need to do here, ladies and gentlemen, is go to our local town meetings and our local city meetings and take the government back from the building blocks of the government, from our hometowns. We need to go to the hometown and say to the town manager or selectman or small city mayor that if the police acted against the public, we are going to cut off their purse strings and we're going to unelect them as a mayor. So you better talk to the police right now and say if they act out in any event against the public on behalf of Homeland Security, we are going to call for the firing of all of them. And you need to make that known to your local community government that you want the police on notice that if they act against their town public or their small city public, that they're going to be fired from their jobs. And not to mention you have the right to protect yourself from armed thugs or from police who are acting like thugs. And I mean protect yourself. And these messages have to be delivered to these people, because what's happening in many communities in America is these people are starting to listen to people who don't pay their paycheck. You know, in small-town America, the paycheck's paid by the people who are being brutalized. Imagine you're paying for your own demise. Town governments across Massachusetts are rejecting the ADL's position in their community. These are encouraging things. Rejecting the ADL, running them out of your community, telling the police you work for us, not for them, saying that this community here is free from the Patriot Act and free from the criminality that's being pushed down on us, because frankly, we don't have the numbers to affect the federal side of things at the moment. Time will give us those numbers, ultimately, if we can keep ourselves out of some of the draconian possibilities. We will ultimately grow strong enough on a national level to start arresting these criminals. Criminals like Steny Hoyer, having this man put in irons and maybe in placed in front of the government building in Washington, D.C., and just left there to rot as a treasonous Israeli shill. He's the majority leader in the Senate, in the Congress right now. He's a criminal. Steny Hoyer. Stony Heener. Who is this cretin? And I mean, people like this, you cannot stop that level of criminality, because we just don't have the force of numbers yet. And the information hasn't reached enough hands. But many of you on the local level have already influenced your community, and people are aware of these things. You see the result of that by these actions being taken in these Massachusetts towns against the ADL. You'll also see it in many communities across New Hampshire, where truth-telling activities are coming out quite strong in support of different things. These are the kinds of grassroots areas where we can actually meet face-to-face with our neighbors and know that the chance of your neighbor who's working with you to stop this stuff being a Zionist Jewish shill are very small. But when you get to the point where I'm working at here, the chances of having people try to disinfo me on the internet and stuff from this criminal group are big. So we need to start networking community-wise. We need to start talking about the things that work grassroots, because that's really how you win a battle. You build your foundation at its base, and you build up from there. Now, I think the learning curve is going to be quite quick for many people, because the seriousness of this is becoming evident to everyone. Certainly, it's clear to me how this genesis of events has taken place. And I Muhammad said the other day that he did not believe they wanted this implosion so quickly. They weren't ready for it. So let's take advantage of the disarray. You know, let's take advantage of of the fact that they had to act too soon. I think largely the efforts of myself and others close to the facts about criminal Zionism have actually forced their hand. And I have to say that has made a huge difference in their preparedness to stop us. Now, are they willing to take terrible measures to stop people? Sure they are. You know, look at the top of our website. Excuse me for that, ladies and gentlemen. On our website with Jack Bernstein. Take a listen to what Jack Bernstein has to say about his experience in criminal Israel. Read it. You will be astonished at the things this man will share with you. Take a look at the website and look how much money we've handed over to these criminals over time. And they've returned much of those billions back to the pockets of American politicians in order to buy their loyalty, or if they couldn't buy it, they caught them with children, or they caught them with drugs, or they caught them with something, and they held that over their head. Or if that didn't work, they just flat out threatened them, or they unelected them through fraud or intimidation, like Cynthia McKinney. I mean, or killed them like Paul Wellstone, or destroyed them like Max Cleland, or, I mean, let's go on and on and on here. So, but we know the game, and the gig is up with these people. You know, they certainly can't continue unmolested by the facts and unmolested by the truth. That's a simple fact here as I see it. And, you know, I don't know what it's actually going to take to wake more people up, but I can say this about Europe. The understanding of criminals, Jewish involvement in the lives of Europeans is better understood here than it is in America. In some countries, it's known very well that, that criminal Judaism has for centuries been destroying unity within countries and usurping the rights of its public. That is known by a large swath of the public here. One of the problems in America is that there is a level of ignorance, I think, brought on by chemicals, by inoculation, by television, by poor education, and by nonsense that people end up signing on to, you know, the great Roman circus type stuff. When you mix it all together, the level of ignorance in America has reached historic levels. We are probably the most ignorant big country ever to exist on the planet's history, in the planet's history. Now, there are a group of clear-thinking Americans, opinion shapers is what I call them. Opinion shapers are people who do understand the facts, and when they speak to friends and relatives and neighbors, their opinion is valued. And I believe opinion shapers have been the biggest part of the French Connection listenership since the beginning. I know that a large number of people in the Virginia area from, I'm sure, CIA headquarters and other places have us tuned in regularly because I get so many hits from Virginia. There's no other excuse for that. They know that this information is making a difference out there, and they are certainly concerned how it goes out over the air. And that's why so much effort has been made to undermine my efforts here by compromising my relationships and destroying me on Google and the rest of it. Yeah, financial stuff is happening. Keep an eye on what they need to do with false flag government-sponsored terror. It would seem to me to be in keeping with their next needed move. So you need to know that these people are needing to move this up to the next level, and that means a martial law setting, a reason to have a draft, excuse to bomb the nation of Iran. Lies about Iran are just unbelievable. You know, they say that the Iranian government called for the destruction of Israel, and they didn't. They called for the destruction of the Zionist regime running Israel, and there's a huge difference between those two. You've seen vilification of the Iranian people and the Iranian president across the press, but they never tell you that Iran has not provoked a war with anybody in the world over 1,000 years. Now, they've been in some wars because they were attacked, most recently the one with Saddam. You know, they were attacked at the urging. Saddam attacked Iran at America's urgings. It killed millions of people. It wasn't America doing that, guys. It was the Zionist criminals doing it. Same controllers, same Israelis, same Ashkenazi Jews involved in that. We need more Jewish people helping us tell this story. We need more Jack Bernsteins out there, ladies and gentlemen, who are able to dig under the surface of the criminal Zionist network and expose them, give us some new information about what's happening and what's going to happen. Yeah. You know, the Minot thing was an exaggeration, I believe. It was a some kind of hung out to dry kind of story that they threw out there, because the deaths around the military people and that happened even before the event. So, I mean, some of the stuff I read about through that was really cheesy research. Really bad. Seems like it was generated by the bad guys to me. Same thing with that short sell thing by the 21st, which is today. I think, a short position for billions. I can't see that that's I think that was designed to force the stock market to have jitters, along with the pushing of the America's imploding stories going out everywhere with Greenspan, that criminal sack of crap, and the rest of it. Mostly deception, guys, that this stuff is run off of. They don't have boots on the ground in the sufficient numbers to be doing one-on-one kind of control. So the way they do it is they just manipulate through their control of press or press leanings, and they have huge amounts of money to kind of pepper around and help their nonsense get thrown everywhere. And then it's, my job is to dig through it and try to figure out if it's nonsense or it isn't. It's a hard one. It's a hard one, especially with the limited tools that I have available to me. I don't have a research staff, nor do I even have LexisNexis, which if you guys sent me a decent money, I would be able to even get the better search engine here to do better research. I mean, if you know anything about research tools, LexisNexis can kick butt, especially on financial things. You can get who owns what corporation, who signed what document, who got all this stuff, who what real estate transactions, everything is on this thing. It's amazing. But I don't have that. That's not I'm not complaining to you guys about the fact that you've not helped enough. You've given me a huge amount of help. If there's anybody out there who has decided to let others help the French Connection and not be it you, please reconsider that. And if anybody out there has got some help for us, let us really start turning up the heat on these people by making this thing really work. I mean, I could have put advertising on the site. People approach me about it all the time. I could make it look like a Rivero's site and have blinking advertisements everywhere, about fat cures or something. I don't know, or you sprinkle some stuff on your head and the hair grows or whatever. I don't know, but I don't want to do that. It's not what this is about. This is a not-for-profit organization that tries to tell the truth. I want it to stay that way. It's a matter of integrity here. I've asked Krister, my webmaster, to help me put up a song by Ray Charles and Dee Dee Bridgewater. Those of you who have never heard of Dee Dee Bridgewater will be floored by this woman's singing abilities. She is very well known in the high-end jazz area of people who love jazz and love jazz vocalists. All know Dee Dee Bridgewater's work. She's got one of the most beautiful voices in jazz today, without exception. She did a song called Precious with Ray Charles. It was the last recording he did, I think, before he died. I got a little story to tell you about Dee Dee. She lives in France, and the French government every summer, local communities put on shows for the public, summertime festival shows type things. And they also have a lot of jazz festivals around the country. Well, Dee Dee was doing the Vienne Festival, which is a jazz festival in the Rhone Valley, and she came up to a community outside of Lyon, where I lived. And they set up this big stage, and there were kids running around everywhere, and the crowd, I looked at them, it was not a crowd that was going to be really, they didn't say Dee Dee was going to be there. They said it was jazz night. So everybody's running around and la 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 and this and that. Anyway, she got up on stage and she introduced herself as Dee Dee Bridgewater. And I went, oh my goodness, Dee Dee Bridgewater, I the name right away. And I said to my wife, oh my goodness, wait till you hear this woman. This is unbelievable. And it was just local kids running around and noise, and nobody was paying attention to her. And then she started singing. And everyone stopped, and everyone looked and stared at this stage, and it was only maybe 5,000 or 6,000 people in this square, maybe 4,000. That is not a Dee Dee Bridgewater crowd when she's hot. This woman can sing her butt off. They were transfixed to this person singing. It was amazing. And she did a second and a third and a fourth song. And people were just gazing at this stage in awe of the quality of this woman's voice and the incredible show she put on. It was a really a spiritual experience to see this kind of transformation of a crowd of young people who had never heard music like this probably ever and just floored them. It was amazing. And I remember it well. I talked to my wife about it just a little while ago. So we're going to try to put up Precious with Ray Charles. I think you'll like that. Anyway, just a little side note about how beautiful the world really is, ladies and gentlemen, what we're really fighting for. We're fighting to inform people about how beautiful things can be for us all as well, not just how to go to battle against criminal Zionism. Yep. This is not a show about hate, ladies and gentlemen. This is a show about hope, and I want to keep that hope alive with all of you. So until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, please take care of your families and be well. Bye-bye now.
Ain't it funny, right? I'm always losing things.
This is true.
But you're like me, you've known the road would be your home, girl.
I know that.
I hope I made you feel less alone.